This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump's appointee to a Louisiana federal district court was approved by the U.S. Senate Thursday. Wendy Vitter has been open about her pro-life convictions. Upon her Senate confirmation Thursday, Senator Cory Booker proudly promised that if he is elected president next year, he will only appoint abortion-friendly judges. While polls show a growing repugnance to abortion, news networks are spending hours criticizing Alabama's recent abortion ban. In January, New York State's embrace of radical abortion law was not even mentioned in national news. House leaders Thursday rejected the 44th attempt at a full House vote on a ban against abortion-related infanticide. While abortion-friendly representatives continue denying its existence, the CDC still has 143 documented cases of abortion-related infanticide submitted by abortionists. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
A Houston hospital was using the Texas 10-day rule, allowing an end to both their treatment and the life of Carolyn Jones. That plan is over after her husband Donald and Texas Right to Life staged an overnight emergency escape late Wednesday. Carolyn survived 60 hours without a respirator and now has dialysis restored. State legislators in Austin are trying to scrap that rule but have just days to finish. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.